A renewal of peace. Isn't it strange that a tiny splinter under your skin can be so painfully annoying? You see and feel it, but the more you focus on it, the more it seems magnified. In today's gospel, Jesus refers to splinters 3 times, meaning the little faults we notice in others. These tiny splinters are small, yet they consume our attention. He asks, "Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own?" Ouch! Of course, the needle-like splinter I quickly notice in a family member is nothing compared to the load-bearing beam that makes up my faults. According to Jesus, we should acknowledge our sins before judging others. The one without sin can be the first to throw a stone. Sadly, kindness and mercy have taken a backseat to bickering and criticism in today's society. Jesus is speaking to those like the Pharisees, who parade around with holier-than-thou attitudes and are unaware of their own rotted beams. Saint Joseph, in his holy silence and total obedience to the Father's will, offers a model of humility. Although part of the Holy Family, he is not directly quoted anywhere in Scripture. What might he have said to Jesus in their workshop? Silence was golden for Joseph, and only one word, Jesus, came from his lips, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. He had no idea that Jesus would lay down his life on a cross, a wooden beam transformed into a symbol of God's love and mercy, with countless crucifixes in churches, homes, cars, and on jewelry around the world today. God's love and mercy invite us to meaningful reflection on the anniversary of 9/11. We remember our losses, our vulnerability, and our courage. We long for peace and pray for it in our homes and across the world. Pope St. John Paul II offers this prayer for peace. O God, Creator of the universe, who extends your paternal concern over every creature and guides the events of history to the goal of salvation, we acknowledge your fatherly love when you break the resistance of mankind, and, in a world torn by strife and discord, you make us ready for reconciliation. Renew for us the wonders of your mercy. Send forth your Spirit that he may work in the intimacy of hearts, that enemies may begin to dialogue, that adversaries may shake hands, and peoples may encounter one another in harmony. May all commit themselves to the sincere search for true peace, which will extinguish all arguments, for charity which overcomes hatred, for pardon which disarms revenge. Amen. The Holy Spirit works in the hearts of peacemakers. The 7th Beatitude states, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." St. Paul tells the Colossians, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body." Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. May Christ renew us all with his peace. About the author. Charlene Unterkofler is a Catholic convert who nurtures her spiritual growth by serving the poor in the Society of St. Vincent de Paul and guiding the formation of other Vincentians through her writing and workshops. She co-authored Cloud of Witnesses, 25 Stories of Saintly Inspiration and Intercession, with the Praise Writers Community. She enjoys playing cribbage with her husband and reading to her grandsons. Discover more at gentleservant.com.